Whatever the pros and cons of online shopping, at least you know what you're paying. Go traveling for business or pleasure, stay in a hotel, and getting the bill can be a shock. Sure, you knew what the room would cost, but what about all those other charges? Reporter Christopher Elliott goes for the bottom line now on hidden charges that you may need to check out before you check out.
Linda Wesley is a meeting planner for a Cincinnati bank. She was checking out of the JW Marriott Orlando Grand Lakes, a new luxury hotel.
You checking out?
Yes.
And do you get a chance to review your charges now?
No, I did not.
Everything looked routine until she got a look at her final bill. It contained a charge she didn't expect, more than $50 in theme park tickets that were supposed to be part of her hotel rate.
It was a complimentary day to SeaWorld. They were very professional, took care of it and everything. It was not a problem.
But increasingly, it is a problem. According to a recent survey by PricewaterhouseCoopers, more hotels are turning to surcharges to build up their week earnings, or they break out items that used to be included in a room. Among the most common extras are cancellation fees, resort fees that cover everything from towels to in-room coffee and tea, higher fax charges, and parking charges.
Were there any things that you were not expecting on the bill?
The only thing I was a little bit disappointed about was that I was a little bit disappointed with the parking fees. I mean, $7 is a minimal fee.
That was Michael Fisher, who was on a visit from the Philadelphia area. And actually, his bill came with an extra $21 charge for the privilege of parking in a hotel lot, $7 a day. If a guest rents a car here, the only other option is to valet park, which costs twice as much. I wondered,
were you told about that fee before you came to the hotel?
No, I wasn't. I was not.
And that's precisely the problem, says the American Hotel and Lodging Association. It doesn't forbid the fees, but surcharges have to be disclosed so guests can opt out of them. Instead of being upfront about the fees, many hotels are broadsiding their customers with the add-ons. At the Marriott, where rooms commanded more than $300 a night, these gotcha fees seem to be less frequent, at least according to some of the other guests I talked to.
Did you find that there was anything on your bill that you said, hey, wait a minute, how did that get there?
No surprises. Everything was just as we expected.
Tony Hurtado, a Fresno, California real estate agent, seemed happy with his stay. He said he paid careful attention to his confirmation information. It showed the fees he would find. He didn't even mind paying for parking, but the hotel's general manager, Steve Cantos, admits some charges aren't popular.
I have received feedback on the self-parking charge that we're evaluating right now. There's many properties that charge and many properties that do not charge.
So those extra surcharges are a way of making up for the lost revenue.
I think it's a way of trying to provide services and at the same time be able to make up for some of the revenues that we've lost.
It's difficult to measure exactly how much money hotels are making with these extras. And the hotels themselves are reluctant to talk about how much they've come to rely on these fees. It's clear, though, that they won't give them up without a fight. The Pricewaterhouse study says as consumers become increasingly resistant to surcharges, the most common hotel response isn't to drop them, but to be more upfront about them. For Day to Day, this is Christopher Elliott.